Talk about not going as planned. With spectators all around surrounding the Mishkan from side to side. Everyone trying to get a better look of now the climactic finish in which the fire will descend from heaven and engulf the Mishkan with heavenly flames that will be a manifestation of the heavenly Shekhinah now dwelling with the Jewish people. Success will be had, something that we've been building on through halachos and through literally prokim and parshios, all to deliver the v'shachanti besochem, that God will be with us by way of the Mishkan. And in order to wave the flag and begin the race, hit that Olympic bell that they do, Aaron HaKohen was to enter in our parsha and to begin the service, taking the keys from Moshe, becoming the Kohen. And that would bring the fire down. But lo and behold, crickets, nothing, a disaster. Everyone waiting outside. Things are getting awkward. Why isn't the fire coming? What's wrong? What happened? Aaron HaKohen walks out of the Mishkan. He turns to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yodea ani, he says to Moshe. I know. Shekaasa kadosh baruch hu alai. It's my fault. God's mad at me. Ubeshvili lo yarda shechina liYisrael. And because of me, God did not come to descend and dwell with the Israelites. Rabbi Yerucham points out. Because of Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen didn't even sin. What sin was he referring to? The Egel Azov? Aaron HaKohen, doesn't he know that there are millions of sinners here? People were, maybe not millions, people that definitely were more involved in some questionable activity at their levels than Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is from the quintessential Jews of the nation, yet he's putting everyone's failures and the entire nation's lack of heavenly Shekhinah on his shoulders. Because yes, Rabbi Yerucham says, that's what great ones do. The greater the person, the more accountability, responsibility, culpability he puts on himself. Small people are never willing to take blame, even their own small faults. Are their parents' faults, their friends' faults, their Rebbe's faults. Larger people take responsibility for their own actions, and great people, giants, titans of faith, sterling character. Those people like Aaron HaKohen say the entire nation, all of it is on my back, and I got to improve. Responsibility, culpability, accountability. When you put it on your back, it's actually enabling, because it enables you to now improve, as opposed to having it be in someone else's hands and now everyone's stuck, and who knows if they'll even get the message. Take responsibility for your own life and know that the messages, even that God sends to the nation, the more messages that you take, the more responsibility and accountability you put on your shoulders, probably it's a sign of the greater person you are becoming.